Welcome to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Thanks for connecting with us for our series of episodes that will take us to Louisville and the Mid-America Trucking Show. We'll be revisiting the coverage and interviews shared by the Dave Nemo Show while the Radio Nemo team was in Louisville, March 21st through March 23rd. The Dave Nemo Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Now let's hand it off to the Radio Nemo team featuring Dave Nemo, Lindsay Lawler, and Jimmy Mack.
When I asked Dean to kind of take the ride with us, I did it because we just love his company. And when Dean and I first started doing this show together, it was a half an hour. And I said, oh, screw that. I actually called up my program and I said, no. Because we got to the Strait of Hormuz or something. And I was like, no, we're talking about Taiwan at one point. I'm like, we're going over. I just asked him because we enjoy his company. And, of course, we're getting the Pavlovas in there. Yeah. Little did we know how perfect this particular show would be for you. From Rotella to, of course, just
Iowa Customs,
you know, the Peterbilt connection. You have another connection here, don't you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, Mark and I've been podcasters together. I think I've been on your show.
Not too many people talk about health in this industry. That's a problem to me. We need to talk about it way more often. But when someone does, like Dean, especially on the sleep side of things, you can't help but be friends.
Wait.
Mark is a healthy-looking guy. I know this is radio, but just so everyone knows, as Dave says, talks the talk and walks the walk.
Preach.
Looking good, Mark.
Looking good. And by the way, anybody want to do a formal introduction for him? Dave, you want to take care of this?
Mark Manera heads up Off Shift, and the website is offshift.ai, which I think means all in. I know what it really means, but you guys are all in on health for drivers. And I always kind of make a half joke about things in trucking or in the world in general. It all boils down to the numbers. So 50% of drivers have no primary care physician. 86% of health problems in trucking are chronic problems. And we get into hypertension and diabetes and obesity. But there's a number that I thought was more important for our discussion today, and the number is four. The four pillars of Off Shift.
Yeah, well, this whole thing started for me 3.5 years ago. I was not in the trucking industry. So my background is actually in the healthcare world. So I have a doctorate degree in physical therapy. I'm from St. Louis, and I was working in a PT clinic down there, and in walked in a bunch of truck drivers. And it was my first time getting to know some drivers on a personal level, getting to know the industry. And also first time that I saw what 20, 30 years behind the wheel can do to someone's health if it's not made a priority. And it just threw me down this rabbit hole, and I haven't looked back since. And what I've recognized is that a lot of the solutions that are offered, especially on the healthcare side of things, are industry agnostic. So they're given the same solutions to a truck driver as they are the software engineer at Google. And when you look at it from a lifestyle standpoint, they couldn't be any more different, right? To me, if we're really going to solve some of these problems, and when you look at the numbers, they're really, really scary. And when you talk to drivers, a lot of them feel as though it's like this really big uphill barrier that they can't cross because a lot of people are not taking the time to understand their lifestyle, meeting them where they're at, and giving things that they can not completely flip their whole life 180 degrees upside down, because that is unrealistic for anyone, yet alone a truck driver, that's even more unrealistic, but things that they can do anywhere at any time and fit into their day out on the road. So we've gone all in on how do we build a digital health or a health and wellness program that we always say smacks drivers in the face, that this was built for them and only them.
I think you said the magic word or phrase, which is meeting them where they're at, because you're right. When you look so far ahead and you're like, I'm here now, which may be a very unhealthy place, how do I get all the way there to the other side? You're not talking all the way down the road. You're talking about meeting them here right now, today, tomorrow. I mean, today in this moment, but also your passion shows. Like, you have the background and the tools to make it happen. So for somebody who's maybe at their, we'll say at their lowest place in health, where are you going to take them from the beginning so it's not so overwhelming? Where are we going to start?
Yeah, I mean, I think the start is number one of what you just said there, of recognizing that something needs to change. So many people just go day by day and in trucking because a lot of the times it's, hey, I'm getting paid per the mile. I'm out. I'm sacrificing for my family. I need to make the most out on the road. So it's very easy just to be hyper-focused on today and say, I need to maximize today, drive all the miles I possibly can so I can put money in the bank for my family. But being able to say, hey, I need to focus on my health and I need to look out. Yeah, 5 years of going pedal to the metal, driving as far as I can is going to put more money money in the bank for these 5 years, but if I want to enjoy the next 5 years after that, or the next 10 years, or my grandkids after I retire, man, I got to find this balancing point.
Were you listening to Dean when we started the program? Because you're talking about Dean's zone. That's how we started the program, about how he took 3 days instead of 2 days to drive across to here.
Yeah. One of the things that I've found as a driver is you get into the zone. Everything else, you kind of shut out all the noise and you just focus on doing miles. And of course, that can be the opposite of what you need to do in terms of like ergonomics. And just sitting there is actually not all that good for your health in terms of circulation. I know when I get out of the truck, I'm stiff and sore. Yeah. That comes from knee replacement surgery last year. Sort of that's a bit self-inflicted. But even when I was driving, forcing yourself to take a break and do some things for your own mental and physical health. Talk about what you encourage drivers to do during the trip, because it's really hard to back off the gas and do something for you, because a lot of us major in minor things. We focus on things that aren't important, we can't change, and little things become big things, and we often forget our own physical and mental health. What do you talk to drivers about there?
Yeah, so on the physical health side of things, let's talk about physical activity, for instance, and finding ways where it's not, hey, here's a two-hour period where I'm going to go find a gym that I can park a semi-truck at and go lift 500 pounds. Like, okay, let's like take that off. That's not what we're meaning by going and being physically active.
Start by just getting out of the truck.
Exactly. Actually, our most popular program is we've got exercise and stretching routines that they can do right in the back of their bunk. Because in general, there's a lot of times where drivers are parked and some people don't feel comfortable getting out of the truck. Some people, it's negative 30 degrees up in Canada or Minnesota and they don't want to get out of the truck. And some people just don't want to be the person that people are staring at working out at the truck stop. We've got 5-minute stretching routines they can do in the back of their truck. We've got things where I talk about habit stacking, where it's like, how can we stack in a little bit of activity or a little bit of stretching into activities you're already doing throughout your day-to-day life? So right before your pre-trip, right after your pre-trip, when you're getting gas or during your 30-minute break, finding those times where you can just be a little bit more physically active and add a couple of steps, add some stretching, and things accumulate and build up a lot. Small things done consistently go a lot further than most people give it credit for.
What you're adding, not what you're taking away from life, which I think is huge.
It's one thing when you see a wreck of a truck, somebody didn't take care of their truck, and they step out and they literally are falling apart at the seams. It's heartbreaking, and they could make some choices in their life. For me, and Dean and I have talked about this at length, nothing is more heartbreaking than seeing a gorgeous truck, perfectly maintained, never has any service problems because they're staying ahead of the curve. The books are in order. Everything is set up perfectly for retirement. And then the guy or the gal steps out of the truck, mostly a guy, steps out of the truck, and you're like, you're never going to see a second of that retirement. And the idea of the stacking you talk about is really making a friend of boredom. But the thing is, the same people who know to check the way their wires are, that know to get under the truck and do all that kind of stuff, don't consider their own body part of the equipment that they take so fastidious care of. And the idea, you really want to work in ways to layer in the idea that, why don't you walk around the truck again? Why don't you get down and actually get down on the ground? Because all of that stuff begins to accumulate, right? I mean, the daily wear and tear of being bumped in a seat alone over a 30-year period, the amount of deafness that occurs over a 30-year period, and we all know that if you lose hearing, dementia actually can set in if you do all that kind of stuff. As Lindsay was kind of mentioned, do you have like a plan? Do you show people like in the midst of all your duties for trucking, and there are a lot, here's where you can slip that stuff in. Is that part of what you guys do?
So we typically work with trucking companies, and what we'll do is we'll be an employee benefit that all the drivers, we also work with people in the warehouse and the maintenance side, the office staff, but the drivers in particular are our bread and butter. And so we'll pair each driver with what we call a concierge health coach. It is someone that is dedicated to them, who gets to know them on a personal level. Our focus is, how do we become their best friend in the medical world and help them understand, maximize their benefits, understand the healthcare world, get a primary care doctor, get access to other areas, and then we create a custom health plan that's focused on lifestyle changes like physical activity, like nutritional habits, even medication adherence, because so many drivers are not even getting refills and taking their medication on a consistent basis. And all of that is wrapped around the accountability of someone actually caring about you and checking in on you and saying, hey, Dave, hey, Dean, I actually am here to help you. If this is not working for you, let's take a step back. This is not a 30-day sprint where we need to get X amount of weight loss in 30 days. I want you to live the rest of your life like this. And so that's the approach we take. And
I love the word concierge, personalized.
So you guys here are at large, so to speak, as we are. We are in the Sirius XM booth, but we don't have a Radio Nemo booth here. You don't either, so the folks want to get to offshift.ai.
Yeah, so like you're on shift, you're off shift at work. So you can check us out anywhere on social media or on LinkedIn, Dr. Mark Manera.
Fantastic.
We are out of time. Dean, you have one more quick thing. We have about, 10 seconds?
The best equipment that you can have is not grab a 20-pound dumbbell. It's get a resistance band that can roll up and fit anywhere in your truck and super lightweight and easy to store anywhere.
He landed the plane, as a matter of fact. Come by the Sirius XM booth tomorrow when you're around today, and we'll all hang out there. It's good to see you and meet you.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
The doctor is in, not off.
Thanks for taking a ride with us on this episode of Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Our series revisiting the Mid-America Trucking Show from Louisville will feature more than 30 segments with interviews and features from the Dave Nemo Show and Dave Nemo Weekends. We invite you to check back with us on podwheels.com for more episodes of Destinations. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. To subscribe to this podcast, just search Destinations from Podwheels wherever you get your podcasts.